Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a podcast about life, liberty, and the pursuit of a wonderful life. Wait a minute, did I say life twice? Anyway, I'm your host, Opinionated. Buckle up, check out the topics that I have put together just for you. Okay, good afternoon, family. Today, my topic is something political. Yeah, I know. Sometimes political topics can be a little boring for some people. They can say, not only is it boring, but it's confusing because what is the truth? You know, oftentimes there's a point and there's the left side and the right side and the pro and the con, and everybody's story seems to have like this, you know, a ring to it. It sounds good. It's like, yeah, that could be true. So, I mean, you really can't fault people for believing what they believe, because those that are selling the story are really good at what they do. Spin doctors, etc. Anyway, this isn't about trying to sell you one side of the story or another. This is just to talk about something a little bit different. You know, like some of us have heard that, hey, in America, the political structure is just nothing but an illusion. There's two sides of the same coin. Puppets all controlled by the same puppet master. And choice is just an illusion, because no matter what you choose, the outcome's still going to be the same. The rich get richer. The poor, they just trying to stay alive. And sometimes it seems like things are getting worse. But maybe it's just the internet showing us more of what has always been there. Well, that, you know, may or may not be the case. We can do research, and research has probably already been done. But what I want to talk about is that I find very interesting is that the current political climate is probably just a little bit of light bulbs turning on. People are once again being shown the actual truth, and it doesn't feel good. But if history is a barometer of what the future is going to be, then this will blow over and we'll be right back to comfortably accepting the boot on our necks. So what I'm talking about specifically is this entire Trump, the Senate, the Congress clash. The Republicans and the Congress, I mean, their representatives and the congressional dudes, they're like, yo, Trump and his entire process is breaking all the rules. It's illegal. It's, you know, unconstitutional. You guys are breaking all the rules. And the people on the other side are saying, no, you guys are liars. And it's not true. It's not true. And it seems like they own a media outlet that just says, yeah, whatever they say is right. Yeah, I know that there's all these experts testifying that it's wrong, but we don't care about them. Listen to us. We're charismatic and we talk a lot of shit. And we're angry and passionate, so therefore we're truthful. And people are falling for it, you know, as people tend to do. And maybe they're right. Maybe the people on the other side with all their bureaucratic jargon and legalese, maybe they're just saying fancy words that are bullshit. You know, it's not like this has never happened in our history. But that what makes this really interesting, an interesting spin, is that let's say Trump and his team are really disrespecting the Constitution and the rules of law, the rules of procedure and everything else, and just saying, you know, fuck it, we're doing what we want to do. What you gonna do about it? That would be really cool, because now we have a half a nation of Americans who are up in arms, because how dare you disrespect our Constitution, our laws, our treaties, our rules. And it's like, now you know how other people around the world, in and out of this country, have been feeling all along. You know, there's been rules and they've been disrespected. Look at the Native Americans and indigenous peoples worldwide. This illusion of, hey, we're for freedom and we want to help you, and here's all our fancy lawyers and words and doctrines and documents that say we're going to do this, but in reality, none of that shit happening. People are getting taken advantage of, because at the end of the day, it's a piece of paper. They don't have to honor it, and you can't make them. So it's kind of a rude awakening when you when you're that guy, you know. Like, it's one thing when you see it happening to someone else and you can go into this denial space, like, hey, it's not real. Or it is real, but I'm not gonna think about it right now because it's not affecting me personally. Yeah, kids in another country getting bombed and oil spilling into water that people have to drink and the fish are dying and all these things that are happening that are catastrophic, but that's to somebody else. It doesn't mean that much to me. I'm just gonna go get something to drink and some food to eat and go buy some more stuff and sit down in front of my TV, because life is short. YOLO. Anyway, now the chickens have come home to roost. The disrespect is right in your face. You don't like it. You don't like it, but it's always been there. You just never cared because it didn't touch you. Well, it's touching your ass now. And it seems, the worst part of it all is that it seems like the fact that it's touching these people, half the population of this country, let's say, it's alarming, because now the lights have been turned on and you're seeing the truth in a way that really brings it home. I mean, and it has been happening. I mean, I don't know if this is heralding a new age of, let's just throw all these constitutions and rules away and let's just do it how we really want to do it, reveal the truth. The rich few are going to run it like they've always been doing, but without the illusion. Maybe that's what's coming. I don't know. Or maybe it's just another chapter in the same old story, you know, with the bank bailouts and all these different situations that have been shrinking the middle class and making it impossible for lower poor working poor people to have a living wage. Maybe because this has always been going on, and it hasn't always been against brown people and foreigners. It's this nation is about illusions. And if you're white and you're working, you're in the working class, the working poor, they have never given a shit about you either. And now they don't give a shit about you if you have a little bit of money. If you're not on the team, you're out the game. And I don't know. So This struck me as odd, and maybe it's news to some, but it's probably not even news to others, you know. But I think that some people look at the current climate and say, oh boy, we're spiraling down the toilet bowl now. And other people might look at it and say, man, this is just more of the same. We're just doing it with the lights on now. So I don't know what the future holds. I don't know where we're going with this. All I know is at the end of the day, all I can do is what I can do. And you know, and so we arm ourselves with knowledge. We try to find trusted news sources, and we talk to each other so that we can all realize that we're in the boat together. So let's try not to drown, y'all. I'm opinionated. You can agree, you can disagree. Of course you can. And I actually welcome that. So if you have something that you'd like to say, holler at your boy. I appreciate it. Maybe I'm wrong. Help me see the light. Until next time, I am out of here.